Thanks. Just before any questions, I think it's very easy for a football department, which obviously I'm leading at the moment, where you don't recognise and appreciate the work from both Stephen, our CEO, and Mark, our president, and then the relationship that's been built with both Gavin and Scott to get this across the line. And from a footy department perspective, we're really appreciative and grateful for the opportunity that will help us, that will provide us to be able to grow. So to Hyundai, thank you very much.
They might be able to now lock you into a long-term contract here.
I'll just giggle that one off. I'm here to say very much thank you and be really grateful to Hyundai, not to talk about my situation.
What was the review like from last week,
Brendan? As usual, rigorous. We had to challenge some parts of our game, and particularly the first half. Really pleasing, and we've got great characters at our footy club, how they went and played in the second and in the third and fourth quarters, however, didn't complete it on the scoreboard. But good characters fought back from a really challenging start, but we needed to address the start, and we did that in the review.
You've got your young side. Are they starting to feel the pinch of a long season, as some commentators have suggested?
I think at times that will happen, but we'll never use that as an excuse, because AFL football is the most difficult game to play, I think, and young players, the more that they've got to endure, the more hardened they'll be for the future. So we look at the opportunities and not worrying about whether or not guys are tiring, but in a really respectful manner, getting them the ability to endure under duress.
Do you have a theory on why last year and this year started quite solidly in the first half and seemed to have fallen away?
I would have thought that, on the win-loss ratio, there was not the results in the back half of last year and also this year, but we've been in games up to our teeth. In fact, I think I said last year against Hawthorn, Sydney and West Coast, they were really good contenders last year, and we had strong performances without getting over the line. And same this year, we've been right into them. We'd like to win more games, but we don't think we've fallen away ridiculously. It's just the games are very close in margin.
Is that what makes last week probably a bit more disappointing then?
The first half was disappointing, but the second half showed how strong of character our players are, and I think you'll see a pretty determined Carlton this week.
Big one tomorrow night against Geelong. How do you feel now at the moment going into it? Is it full of confidence?
Yeah, we're going to every game with a plan that we're looking to execute, and if we can do it for longer and long enough, we think that we can challenge anyone. But we've had some good tussles with Geelong over the years. We had a good one last year, and we're expecting another tomorrow.
Will you look at that game at all, Oz, to take confidence out of it, or have a look at maybe some of the plans you put in place to do that again?
I think there's some little planning that you can find out of it, but the game changes so much in 12 months, strategies change. But if there's 1% or 2% of confidence that our players who played in that game last year get, it's worth them reflecting on it. Yeah.
Do you take confidence as well out of the GWS win? Obviously one of the better sides in the comp, and Geelong up there as well?
Yeah, as I said, we'd love to have had more wins at this point, but we've challenged a lot of teams and got over the line with some teams that have been at the top of the ladder, so we'll give ourselves a chance again this week.
A lot of the positivity has been around the five Rising Star nominations, and we saw Harry Mackay play his first game finally last week and seemed to be really impressive. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, he got some really good looks at goal. I think he kicked one goal too, a couple of set shots that were very gettable, and he was in some aerial contests close to goal where, in time, when he learns the craft, I think he'll mark those. So I think you can see there was goal scoring opportunities for him, but he's still learning the fundamentals, and we've got to be patient because he's now only in his second game.
Does he get an extended run now? He plays out the rest of the year.
Form dictates that, balance of the side dictates that. There's never any guarantee for anyone, but some really positive early signs for him.